Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Lawrence Strand, S-T-R-A-N-D. The date of this report is 10-6-2025. The clinical indication is spasm of the left leg, bilateral tinnitus, presentation with mild to moderate chronic microvascular ischemic changes, finding incidental findings of left anterior cranial fossa, extra axial dural base soft tissue signal intensity, dash regional mass effect in the left frontal lobe, rule out dural based meningioma metastasis, lymphoma, granulomatous disease, this is addressed to Dr. Sean First, F-U-R-S-T. Reason for referral, tremors of the left leg. And that's Sean First, DO, Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. Dear Dr. First, thank you for referring Lawrence T. Strand for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, he had tremors in the left leg with a history of low back pain, spasms down both legs, new paragraph, by his clinical history, he underwent hip injection in February 2025, but more recently has pain and spasms down the left leg. As well as small back pain, right lateral hip pain, increased with activity, he reports numbness in the right toes since ankle fusion surgery. He underwent conservative physical therapy at Enlo beginning in July 2024. He's been using an inversion table and swimming. Lumbar MRI in May of 2024 showed facet degeneration of various degrees, 9 millimeter L2, L3 right disc extrusion, with moderate to severe canal stenosis. Moderate to severe canal stenosis, L3, L4 bulge, 5 millimeters, 6 millimeters, mild to moderate canal stenosis, L4, 5, 3 millimeter disc bulge, L5, S1, mild left forearm, that is narrowing. He reported good relief from right L3 and left and L4, capital TESI, in December 2024. Good relief from right greater troch injection in the office at 2:27:25. Past medical history reported to be positive for enlarged prostate, GE, all caps GERD, hypercholesterolemia, and hypertension, 2016. New paragraph, he had a seizure with left leg spasms in April 2025. Previous surgery included ankle surgery on the right, total ankle replacement, ligamentous repair, colonoscopy, 5/25/2023, showed tubular adenoma, scheduled for reevaluation in 5 years. EGD was previously done. Hernia repair completed. All caps ORIF ankle fracture in April 2021 on the right. He underwent allograft of the medial malleolus cyst of the malleolus. Ankle replacement in 2014, polyp excision sinus surgery, social history, 3.8 pack year tobacco habit, cigarettes, DC'd 1/1/2010. History of 20 standard drinks of alcohol per week. 2 to 4 glasses at night. No current drug use. he reported feelings of stress to some extent. Current marital status, divorced. Family history positive for dementia, hypertension, arthritis, cancer. Diabetes, stroke. Hearing loss. No known allergies. Current medications, amlodipine, 2.5 milligram tablets. Recent treatment with Augmentin. One tablet BID, 14 days. Celecoxib. One capsule daily. Enalapril, Enalapril, Vasotec 20 milligrams by mouth, one time daily in the morning. Finasteride, Propecia, 1 milligram tablet daily. Gabapentin, Neurontin, 100 milligram capsule. Melatonin, 3 milligram tablet at bedtime. For insomnia, multiple vitamins and beta carotene. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligram tablets, one by mouth every night. Viagra, 100 milligram tablets daily. Zalapon, Sonata, 10 milligram capsule. At bedtime, PRN, Tramadol, Ultram, 50 milligrams. Recent physical examination. Normal blood pressure sitting. Normal pulse. Weight 186 pounds. SpO2 97%. Pain at examination 4/10. Right hip pain improved with greater trochanteric injection. History of acute left sciatica and tremor. New paragraph. Clinical history. He has had tremors mostly in the left leg, but also in the right and left arm. Father had Parkinson's. Previously referred to Dr. Phillips. Recent referral, caudal epidural steroid injection. Dear professional colleagues, Lawrence T. Strand underwent laboratory diagnostic testing for his presentation with clinical symptoms of tremor, possible Parkinsonism, and ambulatory pain. New paragraph. Dementia medical evaluation was unremarkable. Including post-COVID rheumatological studies, the Quest Alzheimer's Detect PTAU217 plasma valuation was elevated to 0.20. The neurofilament light chain assessment in the plasma was negative. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect APOE isoform in the plasma showed values of E2/E3, a reduced risk for Alzheimer's disease. Laboratory testing for medical dementia showed an elevated MCV normal TSH, B12, and folate. Lipid cardiology evaluation showed an intermediate level LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol, hemoglobin A1C was normal, intact insulin was normal, C-peptide was normal, insulin resistance score 18 was within normal limits. Nutritional assays were abnormal. The vitamin B3 level, niacin/niacinamide, was unmeasurable. Vitamin B6 level at 45.3 was elevated. Serum chromium was subphysiologic at 0.5. Molybdenum level in the blood was unmeasurable. Quest Alzheimer's Detect beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma, 0.178, was within normal limits. New paragraph, following examination, he was prescribed alprazolam 0.5 milligrams up to twice a day for situational anxiety and mirtazapine 15 milligram tablets orally disintegrating at bedtime for initial and sleep maintenance insomnia. Diagnostic impression. Lawrence Strand presents with an abnormal MRI scan of the brain showing an extraaxial dural base soft tissue regional mass in the left frontal lobe without brain edema consistent with chronic meningioma with a wider differential diagnosis including possible dural base metastasis, lymphoma, or granulomatous disease. New paragraph. He has been referred following discussion of his anatomical findings with his neuroradiologist to I'm sorry, there is a correction. He was not referred to a clinical treatment program. New paragraph. Lawrence Stan presents with clinical symptoms strongly suggesting focal cerebral degeneration. Of which further testing to exclude the clinical features of Parkinsonism may need to be accomplished. New paragraph. We are referring him for a DAT scan in Reading. To exclude early features of Parkinsonism for which he would have extremity spasm as reported. New paragraph, I'll see him for reevaluation and follow-up with a follow-up report.